dropped her into his lap. Literally, she landed in his lap at dinner that night. I sure hoped she was the one. Mentally, I made a note to touch base with Ty in a week to double-check their progress. Something told me that she was it, his forever. As for me, I didn't know when that was going to happen. Definitely not before this year was up. Thinking about Ty or the future did not help me forget the burning desire to read Wes's message. To Mia Saunders, from Wes Channing. Jealous? Is it possible for a woman to cut a man's dick off from 3,000 miles away? Maybe, if I hired out a hitman. I had some extra money in the bank for emergencies. That made me snicker. Have his dick lopped off with the extra money I got from fucking him. I shook my head. What game was he playing? Should I respond or just let him stew in it? Obviously, he didn't like the month-long forced break. Served him right. He was hitting the sheets with model-perfect Gina DeLuca, while I was banging my own sexy Samoan. It doesn't matter. I could tell myself that over and over and over again, but the end result still slapped me upside the head. It was impossible for me to stop caring. Wes would always matter to me. Not knowing what he was doing and who he was doing it with ate at me like a piranha nipping at raw meat. With Ty, I had an awesome diversion. Fun. He made every day more exciting than the last, and every night more scorching hot than I dreamed possible. It was easy to put my issues with Wes on the back burner, because I was filling my mind with everything that a young, almost 25-year-old woman should be enjoying. Now, though, it wasn't working. "Is it going to be much longer?" I asked James. He tipped his hat. "Sorry, miss. Traffic is atrocious at this time." 45 minutes. Plenty of time. If Wes wanted to chat, I'd give him his time. Technically, we were friends after all. I pulled out my phone and hit his number, forcing a level of calm into my mind that I didn't feel. "She lives." Wes's California-soaked, breathy timbre came through the line, instantly stirring up some serious vibes. "Hardy har har. What's this shit about me being jealous? You know I'm not." "Lie." Wes sucked in a slow breath, possibly even a sigh. I could hear the sounds of the ocean in the background. He might even be on the beach, having just finished surfing. Hearing those comforting sounds, even filtered through the phone, made my heart ache to be home. "I figured if I provoked you, you'd call." "Wes, what's the deal?" Even through my own ears, it sounded catty and a bit bitchy, which wasn't at all what I intended. "You tell me. Did you have fun in Hawaii?" His tone seemed to feed off mine. I thought of Ty and licking those tribal lines from the tip of his shoulder all the way down his chest, ribs, hip, and thigh. All month, it had been my favorite pastime. Yum. A sultry, "yes," left my mouth before I could filter the inflection. He chuckled. "That good, huh? Client or local?" The tension between us broke briefly. I closed my eyes. "Does it matter?" "Everything about you matters to me. Haven't you gathered that yet?" His tone was sincere, but dipped in regret. He was failing miserably at playing it cool, and we both knew it. "Wes," he sucked in a breath through his teeth. "No, I'm not going to pretend I'm not upset you were off in Hawaii, fucking whoever you wanted. Yet you're pissed at me for doing the same with Gina." He had a point, an excellent one. But that's the thing about the heart and the mind. They are rarely balanced or realistic. He could make more sense than Deepak Chopra's teachings, but it didn't change the facts. Him being with Gina hurt. Badly. We were both hurting one another, and neither of us could find a good way around it. My throat felt strained, tight, when I responded. "Look, Wes, I'm sorry. I get what you're saying, I do. And you're right." "Does that mean you're going to come home?" Two heaping spoonfuls of hope laced his question. Home? Where was home? In California, the tiny apartment I hadn't stepped